Chapter 6. Violence. It was a long time before I went to Miss Havisham's again, and when I did, I was not invited there. In the meantime, I worked with Joe in the forge. Once it had seemed to me that I could ask nothing more than to become Joe's apprentice. But now I found that I was unhappy and never content, and always wanting something better. What I wanted, who can say? What I dreaded was that I should lift up my eyes and see Estella looking in at one of the windows of the forge. I had the fear that sooner or later she would find me out, with a black face and hands, and would laugh at me and despise me. I thought about Estella a great deal. After dark, I would see her face in the flames of the fire, with her pretty hair blowing in the wind and her eyes scorning me. And she was always in my dreams. At last I made up my mind that I would call upon Miss Havisham, in the hope of seeing Estella. I asked Joe, one Sunday, if he would give me a half holiday during the week, and told him why I wanted it. I could see that he thought little of the idea, but he agreed that I should have the holiday. It was a strange feeling to go again to Miss Havisham's and ring the bell at the gate. It was answered by a little, dry, old woman. No Estella. After some persuasion, she let me in, and presently brought the sharp message that I was to come up. Everything was unchanged, and Miss Havisham alone in her room.
"Well," said she, "I hope you want nothing. You'll get nothing."
"No, indeed, Miss Havisham. I only wanted you to know that I am doing well in my apprenticeship, and I'm always very grateful to you."
"There, there," she said. "Come and see me now and then. Come on your birthday." "Ah," she cried suddenly, "you are looking around for Estella, eh?"
I had been looking round, in fact, for Estella, and I said that I hoped she was well.
"Abroad still," answered Miss Havisham. "Far out of reach, prettier than ever, admired by all who see her. Do you feel that you have lost her?"
I was at a loss what to say. She spared me the trouble of answering by dismissing me. When the gate had closed behind me, I felt more than ever ashamed of my home and my trade and with everything in my life. I hung about the town for some hours before I set out for the village.